You mean go back to Toronto?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we could more or less start a new segment. And we started at the beginning analyzing various aspects of technology, which are shayach in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. With the first one, being, did the recorders say that they're recording the whole time? Recorders tell you that they were still recording?
I think so.
Yeah,
the screen might go off.
Oh, the screen might go, that's what I was asking. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So we've been talking about whether or not, again, the first issue was if you're doing a malacha with using technologies. If you're doing malacha, if you're washing the laundry, then okay, you're using a little laundry machine, that's still, that's pashut. And we spoke, if you're mowing the lawn, so that's pashut, using a lawnmower. So now we started over the past few weeks discussing various malachos, which may or may not be malachos, depends on the way they're done in a unique type of way now because of technology. We spoke of writing, typing on computers, we spoke about lighting incandescent lights, we spoke about cooking with microwave ovens and the like. Again, if anyone has any other malachos which may have changed because of the way they're being done with technology, I'd like to look into them and see where we can go. But as of right now, I think those are some of the more interesting ones. But now, next basic discussion, which one has to have, is how about the usage of electricity, turning on and off electricity, when there's no other malacha being done? You're turning on a fan, turning on an air conditioner, turning on a fan, it would not be considered one of the other malachos. There's nothing, none of the 39 probably involved. So just the only question would be in the issue of using electricity, turning on or off electricity itself. So what could possibly be wrong with that? To which most poskim, almost everybody tells you that it's usher in some way, shape, or form. Many will tell you it's a deraisa, which we'll try to delineate as we continue. Others will tell you it's at least usher midrabanan, and we'll try to figure out what, number one, what that usher is, and okay, but at the end of the day, what's the difference if it's usher because of this, usher because of that? Then could there be some nafkamina in terms of what is the nature of that usher? Could there be something which, besides the deraisa midrabanan component, what exactly are we trying to answer? What exactly, where lies the problem? So, the first thing what we'll try to bring out is what many achronim thought, that there was some form of havara involved in usage of electricity itself. That it's actually originally formulated as a kula by the Baal Aruch HaShulchan. This was in the journal printed, the Beis Vad L'Chachamim. Beis Vad L'Chachamim, it was printed 105 years ago, approximately. This was volume one, and this was like the first piece in the entire country. I guess I don't know how long they came out for afterwards. I was able to find it on Otzer HaChachma. So, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Baal Aruch HaShulchan suggested the following. He thought this was a kula which many have entertained, and they once the Aruch HaShulchan said it, of the possibility of could one use electricity, even to light an electric light on Yontif. What's the issue? We know on Yontif one's allowed to do Havara. Havara generally is mutter. It's at the Havara angle. The only thing which is other, you can't be molded of Rachadosh. One can't create a new fire on Yontif. Not from the Isra Havara, from the Din of Molded. So the Aruch HaShulchan thought, and this is his quote, you could light an electric light on Yontif. Why? Mishum Havara Lesorach. It's not the same thing as lighting a match, rubbing a sulfur match. There shouldn't be a space there. There's really no inherent fire there yet. By rubbing it, you're bringing it out. You're creating it actually more. This is the line we're interested in. The Aruch HaShulchan was claiming. The electricity already he viewed as a form of fire. Yet it's not yet lit. And when the negative meets the positive, then that koach is brought out. Then you have actual fire. If you have already a lit coal and you blow on it, till you enlarge the fire, that is not a problem of molad on Shabbos. Anyway, what the point of all of this is, what the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be claiming, that this is perceived the issur of light of electricity as a form of fire in the wires, and therefore, even when I'm lighting a real, until now we've considered, according to many poskim, a real fire, an incandescent light. That's not a new fire. The fire already exists in the wire, so it's not a problem of molad. But based on that idea, it seems pretty clear that's the way he was thinking. It's the way some of the early poskim were thinking when they're viewing electricity. A problem on Shabbos with doing all of this, forgetting about besides the incandescent light, using electricity would be basically enlarging a fire. It would be a problem of Havara.
How did they think electricity worked?
You're asking a good question, but the words are already there. What he thinks it's.
No, that's fine. I'm just not clear. I'm not like getting a cash out. I'm just not clear. How do you think electricity works?
I think he kind of thought like the friction, which is already causing which could cause sparks and things like that. Was something which was it's very hard for me to okay, so meaning through the process I tried to learn the best that I could. So we'll try to present that, I guess, right now. It doesn't seem to be meaning, but I'll just finish with this segment of what I'm saying right now. The Baal Aruch HaShulchan finished his statement by saying, because it's not so available, accessible where we are. I think we could probably claim that over 100 years that Metzius has changed a bit, and probably electricity is more available than it was in the Vardik for the Aruch HaShulchan. Right, so whether or not we understand it any better, I can't tell you. But certainly there are people, certainly much study has gone into it in trying to figure out what it is. What it appears to be, it appears to be you're separating separating the electrons, which is you're separating part of the material which is in front of you. If you rub it long enough, you're accepting some of the energy which is coming off of those whatever I'm rubbing is being put into motion. And if I arrange it in the right way, it joins together to create a force. That's the best I could call it. It does not seem to be the same force of an Eish. The Eish is Adarabba, as the poskim will get to later on. Is something which is not desired, and we have certain types of wires which conduct electricity, and they try very hard to make them in a way where they're able to have the electricity pass the conductors and pass through it without having these sparks, but these sparks cause problems with the wires. So that's why even the Chazon Ish, who will talk about what he's going to believe about electricity in a few moments, even he said the sparks per se are nothing. The sparks are nothing. It's not something that you want. It's not something which is desired. It's Einu Miskaven at best, and at worst, and it should not be a problem of Ish. However, so generally, I should just finish with that aspect of it. Almost everybody, as Shlomo Zalman, it's great length in Mori Ish. Already the Achiezer preceded him, said one can't use the electricity even on Yontif, because the issue is not fire, the issue is going to be something else, and you are being molded a Davar Chadash, in terms of whatever I'm creating with the electricity, or whatever electricity is being created, which we'll talk about more later on also. But in terms of Yontif, one can't use it, but in terms of using Havara as the means, as the source of the Isser of using electricity, does not seem to be correct either. But again, the Aruch HaShulchan particularly has stressed this as well. The Aruch HaShulchan fully admitted that he did not, it was something which was brand new, which was something which he did not claim to have a full handle on. He says, Nira Lefi Inesaiti Lefi, though it's not Mitzuya B.I.D. to really test it out. So he didn't. He claims he didn't know. He claims he didn't fully know.
Fascinating.
What?
It's not Nicker.
Right, so they're very interesting questions. Number one, point number one wouldn't be Nicker. Number two, is I don't even know if... I was thinking the Hotsaw problem. But I don't know the answer to this. But I imagine when you're lighting something, the electricity is already... When you're sticking something into the wall, are you necessarily getting it from the plant at that moment, or it's already in the
at some point
in the wall somehow?
I assume it's constantly flowing. Just your switch is open, so nothing's gonna happen to the light because the switch is closed.
Exactly.
It's open. Sorry.
But you're not getting labdafka. Are you at that moment?
At some point, in its function, if you leave it on for I don't know how long, like there'll be current that's coming from somewhere.
Yeah.
It wasn't there before.
Yeah. That's correct.
So it'll be like, you know, nachash here, because it's home. I don't know.
Right. I was curious about the Hotsaw problem. I mean, obviously, you're correct with this. This is the Davar Sheim Mamish. That's going to be a very important svara that we'll be bringing out in the as we continue. It's a good question. It's an interesting.
And it's a force. That's all it is. It's a potential force.
I mean, you are bringing very, very small things.
If I open the door, I want to bring in wind. Right? If there's a wind outside, I want the wind to do something a wind could do on Shabbos. So am I allowed to open the door to bring in a wind?
Sounds like in the Gemara it's not a problem.
Right? It sounds like it would only be a problem of Kippur. Mm-hmm. Right? We don't. So Lechora, this could be compared in terms of that aspect. You're bringing in air, right?
Just a force potential. It's not a real. It's a force. It's not a.
What?
Like you're saying, it's.
It's a Darshan
Mamash. Electricity is like a force potential flowing from one place to another, creates a force.
Right.
It's not a real. It's a force.
I mean, they could measure it. I mean, there are types of.
They have those things when you come in. They count the electricity that comes into your house. No, the meters.
Yeah, they count that force. They count that for, but is it even where you're seeing it, there's like some type of, there's some type of, what do they call it, I believe there's some way of seeing it even. I believe there's some way of seeing the electronic, I have to check that out. But there
you
could
can't
be,
see an electron.
No, but could you see it with the right type of equipment?
Yes,
yeah,
you can see it with an electron microscope.
It's an electron microscope. Right, that's...
I don't think you see electrons with an electron microscope.
Oh no?
I don't think so. I don't think you can see them.
So what
you can sort of like tell where. I might be wrong, but I remember. You don't see an electron.
Okay, something.
Measure its force or something.
Really? So that, I thought I would think a microscope would be to see it, but okay, it was just complete guesswork. Electron microscope, could you see it? Okay. So I can go off.
It's using electrons to look at other things.
Very, very, very interesting. Right. So same type of question. So in, if you would, again, we're not doing this aspect of the discussion, but this is more, one of the major issues, again, we speak about electricity, this is much more pronounced in the Eretz Yisrael discussion of it, is in terms of generating electricity. So most of us don't generate electricity on Shabbos. We don't generate electricity usually. So in terms of the plants which generate electricity, so okay, in America largely it's done by Goyim. So it's being done by Goyim, and most of the city are Goyim. So I guess if you have a plant, particularly for, I don't know, for New Square, then okay, that may be more interesting.
Also, even so, if we want to be matched for Yantik, then some bar shadows might not be such big shadows.
No, we're not. The mice is going to be mutter. Don't worry. That, if that would be the only problem using electricity, then we'd be fine. Then we'd be in very good shape. We'd be in very good shape.
I don't want to get too off topic also, but is static electricity the same as electricity that's being created by a power plant?
So I think the assumption is yes.
If you'd be able to create static electricity, like, by accident, by room all the time.
So if you do something, right, so if you, so that, we'll have to get to what the Isurim of it are, right, so you're allowed to put on a sweater on Shabbos.
That's just a nitzoitz.
Well, exactly. That's just a nitzoitz, which you're not doing anything with. But you know, you're saying besides the nitzoitz, that if your problem is creating electricity, we'll have to see what the problem is. So meaning it's going to be number one, is the Rishayim is coming. And number two, we're probably not even doing anything with it, because it has to be a Surah Samalah. We'll have to figure out what the problem is in terms of generating electricity. So in terms of generating it, literally, if you talked about the generators, that's the big issue in Eretz Yisrael, because there it's being done by Jewish people. It's being done by Jewish people and for Jewish people largely. Most of the majority of people are there are Jews, and most of them are Jews, and the majority of people there. So of course that was. The Chazon Ish was very strongly against using it, whether it be on purely halachic grounds or Chil Hashem reasons. You're causing people to work because you're giving hechsher to their working by using it. The other poskim, Shlomo Zalman amongst them, thought it was less of a problem with various reasons of using electricity. But anyway, based on, I'm not totally interested in that. I believe they're parenthetically within that. If one wants to really read into that, Rabbi Morgenstern, one of Yashiv's main Talmidim, he just recently came out with a sefer about that, a long sefer about using electricity in Eretz Yisrael and all the new he has, and also the Shvus Yitzchak in his latest edition, when he deals with electricity, also has a new section about that. I think they're trying, there's some give and take, where they're trying to arrange to better the relationship between the Haredi Shalom and the electric companies there. I'm not sure it would work, was completely successful, but maybe one day. But anyway, so within that discussion, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in his the new volume that came out, I'm Ori Esh HaShalim, the first thing he deals with there is in terms of generating electricity. He goes through the various processes which are involved of creating electricity and what Yisurim would be involved in doing that. So there, if your mom is separating, there you're separating the electrons there, so in that sense. So would that be a problem of Boris? So the there, again, it's something which you can't really see, it's largely not going to be considered Boris. They speak about it in terms of the bugs, in terms of things like that. It's something which is not, which you can't see at all, generally is not going to be considered a problem of Boris. However, the one exception, there is a tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rabbi Bleich, I believe, likes talking about this a lot, which is about the following. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a discussion about DNA for kelayim. Dahainu. Is there a kelayim problem? If you don't, meaning back in the day, how would they make kelayim? They would actually join they would actually physically take the fruit and take the seeds and put them together, or take the parts of the tree and put them to graft the trees together, whatever various forms of kelayim. So now you don't want to do that. Why do that? Why go through all of that process? You take somehow, don't ask me how you do such a thing, you take the DNA, you take somehow you take the Shorshei Hadvarim, you take whatever it is of that given fruit, of that given tree, of that given plant, and you mix it together with some other plant. So is that going to be a problem? Is that a problem of Kilayim? You end up with the same result of Kilayim, but you didn't do the same Isla, and you never combined the two actual Chafatzim. So one of the Svaras that generally say to them, what do you mean? I can only have Kilayim when I'm dealing with Dabar Sheish Bo Mamish. When I'm dealing with some DNA, who knows what that is? What I mean, people know what that is, but I'm saying physically, you can't really pinpoint anything. Is that a problem? Or, this is where Shlomo Zalman has this line, or do I say, Ho'il, Metaplin Day, it's going to be a problem. You can't. It's one thing I'm dealing with, the classic examples that the Poskim speak about are in terms of microscopic bugs, microscopic organisms. So you can't, we know we can't eat bugs, and numerous Yisurim in the Torah, you can't eat bugs, but the problem is there are bugs all over the air, they claim. People, right? There are different types of organisms all over the place, which eat in foods and all over the place, and just we come in contact with them, we breathe them in, they go in all the time. So almost all poskim tell us we don't have to be concerned about that. Whether it be lo ninatar l'machei hashareis, or there's no mamash, there's nothing there, and as far as may matter for this discussion. When I'm dealing with the Davar Sheino Mamish, it may be very different. So, here also, I'm dealing with DNA. If I use a svara of Davar Sheino Mamish, it's Sheino Mamish. However, if I'm dealing with something whole, this becomes many people in the world right now spend years of their life researching these Davar Sheino Mamish, and they spend fortune, money, and it powers half the world. Could I, at some point, that we can ever give in and say that this is not a Davar Sheino Mamish anymore, these become the whole world's Metaplin Bay, then we have to relate to it on some level. It depends, maybe the difference in it will be different things, but in terms of, if you're asking in terms of Borer or Hotzah, those type of questions, at the moment will still be Mekel. In terms of those, if those would be the only problems, I think we could probably still be okay. Interesting question, but so even though, again, in terms of we're not going to be real actual Havara, we spoke about it at the time, already the Chazon Ish suggested there is a component of heat. The wires do get hot. Right? Or certainly the original ones did. Maybe we try to prevent that a little more now. But the wires themselves, at a certain point, huh? You touch your refrigerator wire. Wire that's been on for quite a while. It's fairly hot. So, and that's with the rubber on top of it. So I don't know. Meaning no one really wants to go inside the wire at that point. It's quite dangerous. So I don't know. Maybe it's very hot. Would that be atzoletis bo on the inside? So would that either be initial or havara at that point? So the Chazon Ish has that possibility. But then he says maybe it's a situation to lo nechale. And this is his other line. After the hachimam sorech bo lahavara zerem, the chashiv nechale. Meaning, this is a svara which we'll talk about more when we speak about psikresha and nechale and kavana and things like that. But this is going to be a very important svara to bring out already. Let's say someone wants to create a fire. They want to cook. Someone wants to cook. And they would love to be able to cook without using up wood. Right? But it's a milsa d'efshir. You need to cook some, meaning you need to use up some energy in order to cook. To create a fire in order to cook. So, do what I say. Let's make believe for a moment. We mentioned the machlokas, probably Rishonim, definitely Achronim, whether or not Havara was, the definition of Havara was consuming something. Right? So, let's say, if sometimes I want to have the item consumed, but when I want the fire, I really want to cook my supper. But in order to cook my supper, I have to consume something. So am I going to say that the psik reisha delo nechale, or even davar sheino miskaven, or it's absurd. Since it's definitional to what I'm doing, I'm lighting a fire on this piece of wood in order to cook it. It's a psik reisha delo nechale because I don't want it to burn. That's absurd at a certain point. That's nechale. You want it to burn. And burning means being consumed. When do you say that? When do you nap? We'll have to talk about that more when we get to that. But if one believes all of this, one could make the case, if electricity entailed heating up a wire to a certain point where it gets either yatzo letispo or havara, then one could argue the case along the lines of the Aruch HaShulchan that there would be a component of havara slash bishul, and that maybe on the Tzalian Machlokas Ramam Ravid we spoke about in terms of burning metal, would there still be a component of those melachos when using any electricity to turn on a fan? Do the wires become that hot? So I'm told that even though that may have been the case with the original wires, I'm sure now they rectify things to the point where generally it's not the case. Generally, they say, I'm told the wires are not that hot anymore. They try to make them that very much that it's that they're cool, and they're not cool, but at least they're not that hot. And that issue appears to be mostly irrelevant at this point. And so I slap the other nafkamina. So the Mara Shabbos discusses if the wire, do the wires become muksa? The electric wires become? Are they usually when they do they have? Are they at that point a shir yatzo letispo? He has that discussion. But anyway, at this point, mostly we'll assume the issue is not going to be. Is not going to be havara slash bishul anymore. That generally they don't get that hot any longer. And the parenthetically, one other point with very negated that is that has a lot to do with we spoke about the Chazon Ish's idea that let's say the microwave was like an ibor ha'esh, whatever those words meant. It was like an offshoot of fire. The Chazon Ish saw it, and this could be along the lines that the Aruch HaShulchan did also. Gufo, that force was a force of similar friction, which was already heat, which was on the way to becoming fire. So for the Chazon Ish, he thought already, even a microwave, besides whatever problems we spoke about, of whether or not it's derech bishul v'kach or inderech bishul, it itself was a hemshuch, an ibor of eish. That was his chumra with the, in which Shlomo Zalman again had a very hard time understanding. But all of that, that's in terms of the electricity itself, besides incandescent bulbs, as fire slash bishul, but that was the way many of the early achronim who dealt with it saw it. I did that mainly for historical purposes, rather than for just to know where people were talking at a certain stage. But the more famous opinions, which people still discuss, bismanenu, are the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in his five lines in the middle of a shtickle where he's talking about havara, parenthetically you should know, he turned the world upside down. And that's the way I'm told, like many Chazon Ishes are that way, in the middle of this, and then all of a sudden he writes a line and people are just sometimes it's penetrating, it's innovative, but it just takes over the world and everyone and then everyone for the next since he wrote that, whatever, I don't know how many years it was, 50, 60, 70 years. 70 years ago, they've been analyzing every detail about this. So this is probably one of those areas where that's most pronounced. Where the Chazon Ish made this statement. Maybe next week I'll try to photocopy it. Actually, we'll learn these lines inside. Here I have some of the highlights. I think most of us, we've all heard of the Shita of the Chazon Ish before, but this is probably a good way to actually learn it. It's a sugya like any other. So the Chazon Ish in Aruch Chaim Nun Tess writes the following. Od Yesh Bazeh, besides what he was speaking about until now in terms of Bishul / Avara. Mishum Tikon Mana. What way? Kivon Shem Amido Al Tchunaso. Lizrom Es Zerem Hachashmal Bitmidos. To create a current, a flow of electricity, and putting it in on its tchuna, in its proper state. The karov hadavar dezeh bonem in hatorah keoseh kli. I'm not sure if it's kedai for me to read this entire phrase before I get back and analyze it. Maybe I'll just read I'll read the phrase first, and then I'll get back to analyzing each of these lines. The kol shekein kan. T'chol hachutim mechuborim lebayis, v'havalei kebone b'machubor. Right, obviously he's not talking about something battery operated, but something which is wire at, which is a light switch, or a ceiling fan. You turn on, which is connected to the house. It's mechubor lekarka. Mechubor lekarka is not a question of binyan by steer b'kelim. It's it itself. It's binyan mamish by connecting the switch. Obviously, we'll analyze more in a second. The Yeshbo Binyan Bistira. Ustira. Have a hocha ein nafkusa bazet, even if it weren't in a bias, dafilu bekalim ki agam nachashiv bona, as he explained. Uve psichas hachashmal, shemachnizin hazerim bachutim, choshiv leolam kitika. Kitika is what the postkin with the Gemara describes on many places throughout this Masechta, the beginning of Parakalat Kalim for one. Which, for example, even the opinions that ain binyan istira b'kelim, afal pichein, if one makes what's a teka, they forcibly stick one piece of a kli into another, one is chayiv, machlokas b'ashi tosav, that's makav patish ar binyan throughout the Masechta. But classically, an example, if someone fixes their glasses on Shabbos, then you stick the piece in firmly, so to put it in well, then they be chayif either bone or makir pasish as tika. So the Chazanish thinks here also this would be like tika by putting the electricity. But he doesn't explain it. I'm not going to analyze more than in a minute. Something about this would be tika. Afim Tim Talomar, he continues, Tekonesh al Saiden, you know, like a painter or a plaster who has. Who has various poles if it's to reach various levels. if it's made to put, you put it firmly in place, but it's seemingly made to take on and off. The kli is made for to be used at various heights. Hainu dako barakovah shel beis geshomim she'efshar lechoshvan kebeis hamishtafshim befeula achas. The ein hatoka machros on the. I think it should be. There, basically, it's all joining together. That's an interesting phrase he's using here, adding sura form. This is Chazanish, not Maral. And through it, you're able to use it. Vaday choshev bone, af im hashimosh hu l'shaos miuchados. Even though you're only using it for a given period of time, achar kach posko, the hapsika mikanu lehaba. Because this that I'm undoing it is only for the future. Vatsura rishona eino bas pirud min hageshem. It never was meant to leave the geshem, the gashmius, which is the wire that was there. But acharei shehadlaka havei binyan, hakiboy havei soser. Wow. That was quite a mouthful.
What?
Huh?
What just happened?
What just happened?
Yeah,
in terms of, did you have a more specific question?
No.
No.
Just a sandwich.
This is founded. Okay, so...
What is this Sutta? That's my question, my heart. What Sutta is he talking about?
You're asking very, very, very well. So this is going to be very, very crucial in understanding the Shita of the Chasmanesh. I think we'll read it carefully right now. It'll start now, and obviously it'll continue more as we proceed. That one first looks at it again. We'll analyze it phrase by phrase. Okay, Ol Yesh Bezal Mishum Tikkun Mana Shema Mido Al Tchonoso Lizrom Es Hazerom Hachashmal B'Tmidos. The Karov the Zerbonim Atorah Keosekli. So what is it? You're giving it. It's giving it its Tchuna to create a current. What is the it in that situation? That's going to be. I think these things are going to be important.
If I didn't know the rest of the piece, I would have said it means you're closing the circuit.
You're closing the circuit, which is meaning. And what are you? What are you giving? What are you being maimed al its tchuna?
Circuitry.
The circuitry. I think that's correct. The circuitry, within the wires. Right. Something going on in the wires. I think it's what he. I believe that's what he's saying here. That's idea number one. You're putting the. You're giving that wire an additional force. I think that's the sense I have in reading this. Point number two, this also needs to be analyzed because I'm dealing with mechubar. When I'm dealing with mechubar, it's going to be analyzed by itself. The way the switch works is basically I am joining two pieces of wire. I'm joining two pieces of metal and causing that to be a conductor of electricity. Somewhere deep inside the wall, I'm not just simply moving a switch up and down. Behind that switch is I'm connecting two wires in the wall. It's mechubar lekarka. So he thinks by doing so, besides everything else of what I'm talking about, that itself is binyan. Binyan Bekarka. That's problem number two. And these themselves will have nafkamina, but sometimes one of them will apply, sometimes the other one will apply. The third thing which he says, Uve psichas agashmar shemachnisim hazerim bechutim, choshev l'olam kitaka. Meaning, even if I were dealing... He could say, even though I'm dealing only with, I skipped, I'm sorry. I feel with Kalim, we chashed Babone. It's Kalim, generally, it's Ein Binyan B'Kalim. So we know it, Yesh Binyan Kalim, or Yesh Binyan Kalim, or Yesh Makla Patish B'Kalim, depending on Mach Rashi Tulsis. No difference for us right now. If it is Tikka, if it's stuck together firmly. Here, the electricity causes it to be joined together. This isn't just simply, you know, a loose connection. This is firmly connected. It's connected through the electric force, which is going through it. Which probably is what he meant originally, also. Because there, I'm only basically. Accomplishing the same thing. It's just a matter of how high the painter's brush, painter's the pole. I'm just adding and just subtracting to it. Aval here, I'm adding a tikkun sura legeshem v'nasa al yudezeh shimush. So what does he mean by that? I think he still means the wires, though this could certainly be understood, and I think he'll get to this later on when Rav Shlomo Zalman asks, he sends Shilas to him, and he makes the Chazon Ish be Mavar Yoser, that one could view the question here is so much not in the Chutim, but the Binyan would be in the accomplishment of whatever I'm trying to do. I'm not sure. He still may mean in the wires. He really may mean in the mind. But later on, you'll see, in the way he answers the Shlomo Zalman, it's very possible to understand them another way. Even if it's not understood, certainly other people will understand, whether with the chazanish or without it, this will be a very relevant idea. That until now, I had a lifeless fan. Now, I have a fan which is doing whatever a fan is supposed to be doing because of this electric force. I have an air, etc. So I, in a sense, I gave a tzura to a, basically to a golem, to a geshem. So whether or not the problem is the essence of creating the current, which will be one idea in the Chazon Ish, it seems like creating the current itself is creating the, allowing the wires to create the current. He seems to formulate it as a din in the wires, though that's interesting within itself. Allowing wires to do a thing, it's a modern way of putting it, but that's, I could have said just creating the force of the electricity itself is the problem. We saw there were no wires. I think somehow able to create electricity in a vacuum without. But point number one. Point number two is the binyan and the bias. And point number three is going to be what it does to the kli, which is now using that electricity. I hope we broke it down a little bit, which will set things up for the future. Anything I could do in the immediate right now. I obviously have to push on more for next week. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman, some of the major things that he's going to be asking on this Chazon Ish are going to be, wait a second, how do these things work? That, wait a second, isn't this only, especially take there's only comparing it to the bias, but now you're allowed to open a door. A door is also mechubar to a bayis. Right? A door is also mechubar to a bayis. I don't say every time I open the door that I'm building a bayis and I'm destroying a bayis. That's ridiculous. It's made to open and close. So in terms of the bin, in terms of opening a switch, the switch is made to go up and down. Very similar to a door. That's Rosh Shlomo Zalman's question. What?
I mean, it seems to be not on the same axiom, because the whole point was not just that it's a, you know, the unit that creates the fact that the electricity makes it a, you know, the functioning unit. That seems to be.
So we have to see if that's going to matter. Very good. That's going to play. But he that seems to be correct, and we'll have to see how he answers that. But he does, the Chazon Ish does need present that as a reason to ask with Bifnei Atzmo. But first of all, Yiman Rida Mazera Maltzkunasa. Secondly, and that's even Mikaelin. Even if you don't even need any.
Sorry, it could be contingent on the same point, though.
Maybe. Okay, so they'll have to see. But we'll have to see, because this is more than just simply a deles, because of everything else that this is representing. This is everything else that this is representing. That's what we're going to have to analyze much more. So, for example, we'll talk about this. One of the big discussion within the Chazon Ish is, for example, let's say when there's an electric outage. At that one, there's no electricity. Or, I guess you're saying right now, you're in a little bit. The snowstorm, but I think, put out electricity in many places. So there's a discussion within Talmidei HaChazon Ish whether or not it would be usher to even switch the switch while the electricity is off. So would that be a binyan per se or not? So that we'll have to talk about. I guess Mirza Shem will pick up with this a little bit more next week. Maybe I'll try to even make photocopies of the discussion between. A lot of it's on these papers. These are just sort of summaries of it. But because if anyone wants to read it, if one wants to read it themselves, I'm going to make photocopies of the Chazon Ish. And the Shlomo Zalman wrote two letters to the Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish responded. and it's unbelievable the anova you see of the godless Torah, which is how they're struggling to work these things out. So I'll pick up with this now.